White, Carroll Avenue, Tacoma Park, Maryland, July 8, 1904. My dear son, Edson, I want you to be very careful not to take too many responsibilities upon yourself. The Lord desires you to lay out the work that you can safely do and follow this plan so that you will not be pressed beyond measure. It is your privilege to take time to seek counsel of God. Place yourself trustfully in His hands. You may devise plans which, it may seem to you, must bring relief. But He whose we are, and who loves us with an everlasting love, may see that the plans you have laid out would not fulfill your expectations in bringing relief. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. Waiting, watching, and praying will teach us precious lessons which we need to learn day by day. My heart is drawn out to you both in tender love. You are precious to me. I know that I need not urge you to do all that you possibly can. You have already overstrained nerve and muscle to the positive peril of mind and body. You have generous impulses, and you grieve because you cannot see accomplished that which you desire. Remember, Edson, that we shall do our best to help you. Keep calm through all the disappointments that may come. Do not allow reverses to discourage you. Do your best, and thank God for His love and mercy. God holds us responsible to take the very best care of our bodies because we can offer Him more effective service when we are in health. With the simplicity of little children, we are to heed the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. The Lord is our efficiency. Learn, dear children, to thank and praise Him more. Keep on praying, believing, trusting. When you give yourself more rest, you will be able to learn better the lessons that Christ desires you to learn. The deeper our appreciation of the mercy and love of God, the greater will be our peace and joy in Him. Do not think that I have changed my mind in regard to its being best for you to get out into the country. A change of scene may be best for you, and your mind should certainly be relieved of the pressure resting on it. Be of good courage. Do your best, and then trust in the Lord, waiting for Him to bring His will to pass. Do not keep feeling regretful because you have not been able to accomplish all that you hoped to, because some of your brethren occupied a negative position when they should have occupied an affirmative one. God wants us to cease worrying and move out in accordance with the best light we have. The Lord will work for us if we do our best, although His way of working may not be the way we had outlined. I have received an excellent letter from Elder Evans, written from Canada, where he was attending a camp meeting. I will send you a copy of the letter that you may enjoy it with us. I can but praise the Lord that He stands to us as a kind, heavenly Father, and also as the General of the armies of heaven. He expects us to serve Him with an eye single to His glory. Let each do his best, walking humbly in the footsteps of Christ. God will bless every one who will improve faithfully the talents lent him. Christ has a right to expect faithfulness and diligence from those whom He has appointed to act as His stewards. We shall not be disappointed if we put our trust in God. Now is our opportunity to prepare for the home that Christ has gone to prepare for those who love Him. God's working agencies are made up of vessels large and small. The Lord can use the smaller vessels as well as the larger. If they will put their trust in Him, He will put them in a place that they can fill. I praise God for His goodness and loving kindness, and for His continual keeping power. We are kept by the power of God through faith. May God bless and strengthen you, my son, and help you to work in faith and hope. Do not allow the enemy to oppress you. The love of Christ in the heart will be your comfort. Be of good courage. If the way were made all clear, and you could work as you desire to, your exertions might be altogether too severe for your strength this hot weather. The way will open. Praise the Lord.